With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Israel has unleashed massive new strikes on Gaza after Islamic radicals in Hamas refused to release more hostages, causing the fragile ceasefire to collapse. In an interview with Tom Tradup of SRN News, Joel Rosenberg, founder of the website All Israel News, says Hamas failing to release more hostages is sad but predictable.
This is demonic, actually. I think many of these Hamas operatives are demon-possessed. Tom, we are facing a genocidal army, and what this has done, if there's any silver lining in it, I mean, the country's grieving, but as we focus on All Israel News, and but the anger level has unified. Even Netanyahu, some of his worst critics are saying, Netanyahu, go in and vanquish Hamas once for all.
The White House says President Trump was advised of Israel's plans in advance and approved the Netanyahu government taking whatever action it deemed necessary. Also at SRNnews.com, Ukraine's president and European leaders are paying attention to a phone conversation between President Trump and Russia's President Putin about terms to end the war in Ukraine.
In his nightly address, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said an unconditional ceasefire has been on the table for a week, and it's clear it's Putin who continues to drag out this war. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Kaya Kallas says,
now we need to really see that the ball is in Russia's court and what kind of conditions they are presenting, which is a big question whether they want peace.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
And on Wall Street, the Dow dropping 292 points, the Nasdaq Composite down 296. This is SRN News. A Christian relief agency is sounding the alarm about a lack of funding.
In response to Donald Trump's dismantling of the U.S. Agency for International Development, World Vision says it is very concerned about the impact that further delays in restarting life-saving aid programs will have on the world's most vulnerable families. The Christian Relief Agency says funding is urgently needed to carry out its faith-driven ministry to provide food, water, medicine, and vaccinations. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Police in Southern California are investigating the desecration of a Hindu temple as a hate crime. The temple was vandalized with anti-Hindu graffiti and has heightened concerns among South Asian groups following a slew of such incidents over the past year. While one Hindu group has suggested that the incident may be linked to Sikh separatists, others warn that that assumption could endanger and scapegoat Sikhs. This is SRN News. Google says, gee whiz.
Cybersecurity startup Wiz being purchased by Google parent Alphabet for $32 billion. The all-cash deal set to boost Alphabet's profile in the cloud computing market, a space currently led by Amazon and Microsoft. Once the transaction is closed, the company says Wiz will join Google Cloud. Google has had its eyes on Wiz for quite some time. The purchase price surpasses a reported $23 billion buyout proposal that Wiz rejected last July. Rich Thomason reporting.
Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp's priority bill to limit lawsuits and large jury verdicts has gotten increasing pushback after an initial boost in support as the legislative session enters its final weeks. A number of House Republicans remain skeptical, even though House Speaker John Burns says he's confident it will pass. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.